Hey guys, good evening. This is your boy Will, hosting the evening show and the business. Hopefully soon, this right now it's called Fitness is the Way of Life - Marks. And this evening I have my niece with me, Abby, and we have a lot to be talking about. So please enjoy the podcast show. Yeah, so I know yesterday we were trying to do the podcast. It kind of got messed up. I didn't realize it. And then I just heard it not too long ago. It had the music and it was really loud, so you couldn't hear anything. But we're going to be talking about the past as well as the current future. So I can remember about 5 years ago when I first met Abby. My wife, we weren't married at the time. She was my girlfriend, and I just felt kind of awkwardly strange around her because, you know, I just had that weird vibe. But over time, I got closer, and I started making a really good connection, and she looks up to me as a mentor as we are currently speaking. And I want her to keep doing good things in life and just see how, like, my life comes out, because I remember years ago, my grandparents, they were raising me because my mom and dad, they didn't take good care of me, and they were hooking drugs, and my dad was a gang member. But I hear nowadays he's actually doing a lot better. And I kind of hated the way that he was acting toward me years ago and hooking into gangs, but I'm glad to hear that he's doing a lot better. Heard he has a good job and he's remarried to another woman. And she has, I think, 2 or 3 kids. The last time I met him was over 6 years ago when I was in the Marine Corps Reserve. And yeah, guys, I've been in the Marine Corps Reserve for 6 years. I just finished my contract about a couple months ago. And now I actually enlisted into the U.S. Army back in about 2 months ago or a month and a half ago. And I'm doing it for active duty, and right now my contract is 11X, so hopefully I'm going to work my butt off all the way to become a Ranger, because, you know, that's my biggest goal. And I know a lot of people, they keep asking me, why are you trying to go to Army, and why don't you just try for, MARSOC or Recon? I didn't really tell them why, but one reason why is because I see something different in the Rangers. They're very intelligent, and my GT score wasn't high enough. I just need a few more points and I'm on point. But I just feel like I've been praying about this and working my butt off all the time, running track, wherever, rucking. I also do Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Yeah, my very good best friend, Mr. Strongbro, aka Kason. Go follow him on his YouTube channel. You can check him up on Instagram. And now we're in 2021, but back in 2019, I was training in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu combat sport for about 6 months, and I got hurt. And 2 months after that, I got my friend Kason, he actually introduced me to the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. But at the time, I didn't think I was going to get back into it. And so my coach at the time was Bubby Mitchell. I mean, he's a very good guy. I miss him. But, you know, I just feel like Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is a lot better for me. And it actually teaches you about self-defense. And I've been training with Kason for the past 6 months, as well as his dad. I mean, I love Kason because he's like a good friend. And I consider him as a family or immediate family. And his dad, he's awesome. He has a lot of experience in Gracie combatives. And this one guy, his name's Phil. I met him not too long ago at Kason's house, and we've been training for quite some time. And he comes over every 2 weeks, and we train together with Kason's dad, Kason, and of course me. And Abby, my niece, she actually did a month of Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. I had faith in her, you know. She was getting really good. If she would at least get 6 months in, she'd be on point. And I honestly believe that she could have got her next belt, because there's this website called, and go check it out. It is GracieUniversity.com. It's pretty cool because you can actually rank up to the next belt. But just remember, guys, if you don't get a 90% or higher, you're going to fail, and most likely you pretty much paid money out of your pocket. And I think it's like $195 online to actually pay for the registration and pretty much put all your basic information in, and then you can do the actual video and send it over, I believe, through email. And this weekend, Case and me, we're going to at least record the video. I'm going to try to see if I can at least upload it to the website maybe after the training when I get through the Army. But, you know, I'm pretty happy. And we actually went to the Cineholic today at around 2 o'clock. We had a good time. I know he's going to miss me, man, and I'm going to miss him. But, you know, we're going to get back together and train, because I really enjoy it, and he's like a very good friend. If it wasn't for him, man, it probably wouldn't be the same. But I'm going to let my niece talk. So here's Abby. Cineholic.
Yeah, that I probably could have pronounced it right, but it was pretty good. It's basically cinnamon rolls and toppings you could put on the cinnamon roll. There was many types of cinnamon rolls, but I created my own. I did brownies. It was like, first you had to choose the cream on the bottom, so I had put cream cheese with brownie and Oreo with chocolate syrup, and it was pretty good. I did like it.
All right, and then also, what about the training when you first started doing Gracie Jiu-Jitsu with Kason and me?
It got really frustrating at some points, but I had to get the moves. I couldn't get the moves wrong, so I was just focusing on getting the moves right. And I remember that first move we learned at the beginning, I kept on getting frustrated because I wasn't doing the move right.
Yeah, it was called the trap bridge roll. That's the one you kept getting frustrated on.
Yeah.
Now, I can remember the days that we were actually training for a good month. You actually choked me out and popped my neck like multiple times. And it felt very uncomfortable. That hurt.
I remember you used to get red as a tomato.
Oh, my goodness. I felt like my brain was about to explode and my eyeballs were about to pop out.
But, I mean, I've always had that good grip, though. I always have a good grip.
Yes. With your type of strength, I feel like you're probably like a 25-year-old. Man.
Yeah. It's because when I was smaller, I used to do like tents with tarps and stuff, pick up wood, plywood, do like mini homes and stuff with the plywood and stuff. Like, my dad used to bring material home. I used to play around with it. I used to try to do a swing set with plywood and wood that was back there. And I used to just play around lifting things, cleaning the yard. And so I think that's where I got my strength from.
That's cool. And what are you trying to do for your future?
For my future, I want to go into the military. In the Army, I did want to go to the Navy SEALs because one of my Karina's co-workers that used to wear at the work at the Sombrero said that the Navy SEALs was kind of cool, but
yeah, because my wife, she just told me not too long ago, he actually has his own business. And I really don't even know the guy, but the way that she was telling me, he's actually a Navy SEAL. That's pretty cool. I wish I could meet him. I mean, I remember the first time, actually, I was up in Atlanta with my wife, and we went to the flea market or whatever, and this Navy SEAL, like, he just picked me up, and he noticed that I was a Marine, because once a Marine, always a Marine, regardless when you get out. Yeah, it was cool. I don't know how he figured I was a Marine, but I just felt a little uncomfortable. But, I mean, he actually introduced himself. I can't remember. It was, like, about a couple years ago.
I think it was last year, in 2019.
Last year was 2020. This is 2021.
Last year. We went to Denny's last time. And there was this waitress that said, "You're a Marine. You're in the military." You don't remember?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of like, I was like, how can you pick them out?
Well, I guess the way that you move, the way you talk, haircut. But you got to watch out because, you know, there's a lot of stolen valor people out there that think that they're in the military and get those discounts. No, that is ridiculous. You got to be stupid.
Yeah, but I want to get into the military. And after the military, I want to get a good high-paying job, start my YouTube channel. It's probably going to be named Gaming with Abby. It's going to... Because I want to do a gaming channel. I like gaming. I play Roblox, Among Us, Call of Duty, Free Fire.
I think if you're thinking about doing it now, you should start now. Do a YouTube channel. I mean, you're old enough to do it. You have a lot of confidence. You can do it.
Well, yeah.
Then what's stopping you?
Well, but like, I want to get a new laptop. My sister has a laptop, but I guess it broke. I'm not sure. I want to get a laptop. Then I want to get a ring light. I want to open up an Instagram account. But the thing is, I want to make twice the money as SS Sniper Wolf.
You don't want to think just like that. You got to find out what's the best way to do it.
Well,
and just like... I mean, you know a lot. Just take it slow. If you rush yourself too fast, you're going to end up failing yourself.
Yeah, because she has two YouTube channels, and I want to create a YouTube channel that's about gaming and only gaming, and then I want to create a YouTube channel with the family.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. And I guess whenever I'm around, we can get together and make your YouTube awesome.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. The YouTube channel with the family is probably going to be about now I'm making slime stuff. Because she likes that, and I'm like, that could probably work somehow. We could vlog, do a game with me and the family. But I know, but here it's not like California or something like that. Like, or LA. It's not anything like that. It's like really small here in Macon. There's nothing that much. It's only like a flea market. And down in Atlanta, it's just like the plaza.
Oh, they got a lot of stuff to do in Atlanta.
Yeah. So I'm like, there's not really a lot of stuff to do down here in Macon.
Yeah, I know. But over time, it's going to grow. And of course, you got COVID-19 going on. I wish things can go back to being normal. But, you know, they're talking about this new vaccine that they made. I mean, it has side effects. We'll see what happens in March. If they actually improve the vaccine and it actually does cure people and you don't really get any side effects, I mean, I may even take it to see how it is. I was a little worried at first. I didn't want to do it ever. But, you know, I think it might be a good time. I mean, I haven't even got sick in the past like 2 years. I mean, of course, it's your immune system. if you can boost your immune system, most likely you'll fight off diseases, because you know your body is very unique, and God actually made you that way. I mean, it is good to have like supplements, of course, like vitamin C, like your multivitamins. Eat your vegetables, carbs, proteins, healthy fats, and so.
Just watching the movie.
Yeah. And for tomorrow, we're most likely going to be going hiking in the mountains, and that's going to be my last hike before I actually go into army training. And of course, I'm going to see how far I can go. I'm probably not going to carry 75 pounds of gear as well as water and a little bit of food. So most likely that would be up to like 85 pounds, maybe 90. I'll probably just keep it between 45 and 50 pounds. And yeah, we're going to eat some Emery's, see how that goes.
Yeah, I really want to try out the oatmeal pie.
Oh, are you talking about the oatmeal chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to try one of the powders that you put in the drink.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's pretty good. We use them out like in the field when I was in the Marine Corps. Of course, like other branches, they do it too when you're out in the field or deployments.
I wanted the gum, but you did not let me have the gum.
Well, you're going to have to wait till tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I tried it already once. It was mint, but I still wanted it though because I like gum. I like to chew gum a lot. But I told Kason about the Roblox competition. I don't even know if we're gonna do it or not. Probably not. I'm not sure. But I actually got much more better at parkour, and I want to buy. I used, on my phone, I have Minecraft, and I had got a card that I put money in there, and I had bought Mine Coins, I think that's what they're called. They're like Minecraft coins that you could buy games with. And so I bought this furniture game where you could buy it, and then there's like furniture in Minecraft. But I wanted to buy a parkour one, but I feel like if I buy it and I don't complete it, it's just a waste of time.
Sounds cool. Sounds like you have a lot of fun with it.
Yes, I really like Minecraft, but now with all the family coming over, the holidays and stuff, I rarely get on my phone.
Well, I mean, holidays are meant for the family.
I'm still waiting on my presents. It got delayed.
It'll get there one way or another. And plus COVID-19.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the situation about the military. I have, like, till January the 11th. And then January the 12th is when I'll be at Fort Benning for the training. I remember the last time I was at MEPS when I was getting my job and stuff. That phone, it just kept ringing like every 5 minutes. Same message. And yeah, it's cool because I met some Marines. They're actually going to the Army, but they don't have the same MOS as me. I think this guy, he's doing fuel for trucking. And this other guy, I think he's a MP. But, yeah, about the Army, too. I really hope I don't get hurt. That's the only problem I have fear about. But I'm going to work around it. And I know the instructors there, they will, if you work your ass off and they see that you really want this type of job, they probably will waiver it and give it to you. My counselor was telling me most likely when I go through the training and stuff and I actually work my ass off and the Ranger Regiment recruiter comes, I mean, I can volunteer for it. So we'll see how that goes. I still got a long way to go, though. And, of course, too, when I get to my actual first duty station, hopefully I'll meet some pretty cool people and we can train some Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, do some podcasting, YouTubing, and get together and go back to Macon and train with Kaysen and his dad. And I just got some new rollout wrestling mats, so it'd be a good time. Because I'm pretty sure when I go through all the training, they know who I am and what I do. They'll probably want to do it because it's fun and it keeps you out of trouble and just keeps you occupied. And, of course, you get physically fit from it too because you're burning a lot of calories and your heart is, like, pounding. So, and as well as my future business, Fit Estate 2020 Fitness is the way of life, dash marks. Yeah, I'm slowly working on it too. And probably this Monday I'll get on the website and actually upload the picture of me as well as the business logo and the diet programs and the training that I actually have been doing. I realize the new training program that I actually came up with, I've actually lost like muscle mass as well as lost like 10 pounds. So I'm doing pretty good. I feel a lot more energized because like years ago I did bodybuilding shows and I mean, it's cool and all. I almost thought about doing steroids. Steroids is not a really good thing to be doing. And then all of a sudden, I'm not going to say it's, watching Black Hawk Down motivated me to try to become a Ranger later on in life. But I think it kind of did though. But I did a lot of research about the movie. They even have a book about it too.
Karina told me today she wanted me to lose 10 pounds. For me to, because she thinks that I'm probably not going to fit in my quinceañera dress.
Oh, yeah, because she has her quinceañera coming up.
Quinceañera, not quinceañera.
All right.
But, yeah, it's going to be cowgirl themed and all that. So I'm like, if I lose 10 pounds or more, it's probably going to come back because my mom makes sure I eat a lot.
Well, just limit yourself and just work on it. I mean, take that as accountability or a wise answer and just take it step by step of like working out and just eating right and healthy. Okay. All right, guys, that is the end of the podcast show. I'm going to keep working on this so I can get better. This is my first time actually doing a podcast as well as my niece. So that is all, folks.